you went out and all of a sudden the rain started coming down, so stayed in all day, and just as soon as I went out, it
started raining.
What do little boys like to do when they're around trees? They like to
climb
trees. So, you say, well, when I was a child, I liked to
climb trees.
If you're talking about swimming in the past, and you were a child, you'd say that I remember the time when I could jump in that river and
swam across.
Also, I got in that tree and
dived out. Dived into it.
If the water's deep, you tell someone don't go in the deep water because you might get
drowned.
And what's the term for getting on your knees? Say you get down and pray. The term for getting on your knees, you say she what? Down and pray.
She kneels.
If a child was speaking a profane language and you were surprised, you'd say, I'm surprised to hear that. Who you that?
Who taught you that?
If you're going to say, give your wife a present, you'd say, well, I'm going downtown. When I come back, and I'll bring you, you don't want to specify what, you say, I'll bring you.
The pack.
I'll bring you, I'm going to bring you. Not specifying a particular thing. Well, when I come back now, I'll bring you.
I'll bring it to you.
I'll bring you. But it's still it. Same kind of term. I'll bring you what?
Mm-hmm. Right. I'll bring you something.
Mm-hmm. And if it rains every April, and you describe it to someone from a different part of the country, you'd say, well, here in Chicago, in April it
pours.
It what? Well, you're trying to stress the every. You say, in April it what?
Rains every day. Always rain.
If say you were out of cigarettes and you were smoking someone else's or Phillips, you want another, you could say, hand me another cigarette. You might just say, since you're familiar with this, what?
May I have another cigarette?
Or just, you want him to.
Give me a cigarette.
What's the term for when you for opening your eyes in the morning or after you've been asleep? You say, up it.
I woke up. First man, second man, third man, fourth man, fifth man, sixth man, seventh man, eighth man, ninth man, tenth man.
If someone left the door open, you could say close the door. If you wanted to do it quickly, you'd say just what?
Shut the door.
And you described how you put those pictures on the wall. You nailed them in, didn't use a screw. You said, well, yesterday I came in, I took a hammer and nail, and I what the nail in the wall. What? What do you do when you drive them?
I go the nail in the wall.
And after eating, a good housewife will do what for the dishes?
Wash the dishes.
Mm-hmm. After she puts soap on them, wash them, she puts just hot water on them, which is...
You rinse them.
If I was going to tell you a joke, what you heard, you said, well, don't tell me that because I already
heard it.
And if, say, you were